Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network. This is Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer. If it's a car, motorcycle, boat, or anything else with an engine in San Diego, it's on Racer Radio. Now, here's your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, hey, welcome back. This is Racer Radio. I'm Dave.
I'm Michelle.
And this segment is brought to you by El Cajon Ford, where nobody, absolutely nobody, treats you better. 1595 East Main Street in El Cajon. Go to ElCajonFord.com for all your automotive needs. Hey, we have a little blurb out from Shelly Woodridge.
Yeah, she let me know to congratulate some young racers. Jimmy Leal, who's a non-wing racer, and Dex Morris, who's a restricted racer, on their USAC Micro Sprint main event wins.
All right.
They killed it at Santa Maria Raceway last night.
All right. Congratulations. And speaking of winning, we have Isabella Buchalaki on the line. Hey, Izzy, how are you doing today, girl?
Good. How are you, Dave?
Well, you know, just rocking the airways, as always. What have you been up to?
As always.
How are you in that 944 doing?
I'm great. I'm having a blast. The car is awesome, so no complaints from me.
Where are you running at? It sounds like you're at a racetrack.
Oh, no, I'm in the car right now. So we had an event a couple weeks ago at the famous California Festival of Speed with Porsche Club of America. And it's always a great event to go to. You know, it's a festival, so, you know, we have our races. We race with POC as well as PCA that weekend. And it's just a really great weekend to have some great racing and be able to have, you know, family and spectators come up to see the races and see some cool vendors and cars out. So that was the first race of the season for me. And, you know, it was a good debut race, and, you know, we did well. We had support from Black Forest Automotive that weekend, and my first points race, I came in second. It was a good start to the weekend, and then after that, the same day, Saturday, we had a one-hour endurance race. Unfortunately, the second lap in, I had a little issue with the shifter linkage. I couldn't get the car into gear, so I was out for, you know, about an hour, which was not fun being on the sideline watching that. But, you know, I mean, luckily it wasn't a transmission issue or anything. You know, it was a quick 2-minute fix. So, you know, it was unfortunate that we didn't get to finish the race, but, you know, nothing, no major issues. And Sunday, two races, one points race, one non-points race. So it was a great weekend, and, you know, got to shake out the car a little bit. I made a lot of good connections there, and I really enjoyed the weekend. And we actually have some exciting news. So I was approached by John Ricard from Black Forest and Scott Kuna for R Motorsports with the opportunity to run in October at Laguna Seca for the Pirelli World Challenge in a pro race.
Wow.
So that's, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Goosebumps on top of goosebumps, girl.
I know. I honestly, when they told me that, I think I was just in shock. You know, I was not processing the information. You know, I'm a pretty happy, bubbly person. Yeah. And, you know, I like to smile. And when they said that, you know, my face was just blank. I was just trying to process the information. You know, like, is this real? Because, you know me, Dave. Ever since I was little, you know, I've loved racing. That's all. You know, always been the ultimate dream, and just to hear that, I couldn't be more happy.
So, are you kidding me? But Michelle, I'm going to tell you, when I met this young lady at 6 years old, she wore a red driving suit.
Oh.
She insisted she was going to drive for Ferrari.
Uh-huh.
There was no ifs, ands, or buts. And when she got on air, she took over the show, man, let me tell you.
Uh-huh.
And she has had that drive and enthusiasm ever since I've known her, and it's always been a dream of mine for her to get the opportunities to show the people her driving skills. I mean, this girl would go out, let all the boys go ahead of her.
Mm-hmm.
She'd sandbag, and then she'd pass them,
uh-huh,
every one of them, and then back again. She wasn't the biggest fan there because the guys hated it when she did that, but she's got such talent. And her dad is such a great support. I mean, he is, he's like the Tiger Woods of motorsports. I mean, he works with her. You guys still look at the videos, right, and critique it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Every race, you know, we watch it together, and, you know, I get to see where I could have done better. And he makes sure he tells me, oh, hey, you know, you need to do this. So,
okay, but it's a two-way street. I'm sure you gave him a lot of hell over that shifter until you probably found out it wasn't his fault, huh?
So, like, while I was sitting, gritting up, I was... You know, I was feeling it, and it felt a little loose to me. And I said, you know, hey, Dad, you know, I wiggled it around a little bit, and I said, you know, this looks a little loose. And you know, he said, yeah, you know, we'll look at it after the race. And unfortunately,
it didn't make
during
it.
The race, right?
No, we'll be looking at it during the race.
The only reason I'm saying this is because how many championships did you win at karting? 6, 7.
Yeah, I got a handful.
Yeah, and she missed one, and it's because of engine failure, and she blamed her dad.
I was mad.
Oh, dude, you do not forget. Let me tell you, you do not forget. All right, so what kind of car are you going to be driving with Black Forest?
So we are going to be running a Mini Cooper in the PCB class with Pirelli World Challenge. So it's a car that both John Ricard and Scott Kuhn put together. And actually, I don't know if you're familiar, but Tyler Palmer previously drove that car in the Pirelli World Challenge. You know, he's a great racer.
Yeah. Yeah, we've had him on the show. We've had him on the show.
Yeah. So he's a great racer, and they, you know, gave him the opportunity to run with that car in the series. And, you know, I was very fortunate enough to, you know, be given the same opportunity to, you know, see what I can do. And, you know, it's definitely going to be a whole nother world. But I definitely think that it's going to be a great experience. And right now what we're working on is just getting together sponsors to make the weekend possible. And, you know, on my part as a driver, you know, getting sponsors, getting physically and mentally prepared. You know, we actually with PCA, we have plans to run Laguna Seca in June. I have not driven that track before, so you know, we have plans to drive it with the 944 and just on the simulator, you know, preparing as much as possible just so we can have a successful weekend. It's going to be the last race of the season. So hopefully, you know, there'll be some, you know, good attention and good airtime just because it is, you know, the final race of the season. So we're still working out the details and, you know, all the little stuff, but it looks like it's a very good possibility that, you know, we're going to make it happen.
Wow. Well, you know, you got to send me an email so we can get you a date for KUSI and get Black Forest down and all the other sponsors, you know, give you guys some, you know, TV times to help generate some interest as far as sponsorship money goes. Maybe we can try to see if we can't. The Breck family, since they race a Mini Cooper as well, not in your series, but they do have a – in fact, they have one that's just sitting on the showroom floor, and they've told me anytime I want to enter it in a race, as long as I want to pay for everything, I can have it. So, yeah.
Right. So we actually we contacted Tim Brecht actually that same weekend, and he got back to my dad a couple days ago, and you know, he's all in. You know, he said, whatever I can do to help you with, you know, let me know. And he, you know, I think it's going to be a great asset because he is going to be racing that weekend as well in the Pirelli World Challenge.
Yeah.
So just to have somebody who has already kind of raced in the series, knows not only from a driver's standpoint but a mechanical standpoint you know, things go from weekend to weekend. I think that's going to be, you know, really great to kind of have a mentor there and, you know, kind of guide me through the weekend. So I mean,
and he's such a great guy. You're gonna find him to be an asset. The other thing, too, is that Mini Cooper is just a little bit faster than that 944, isn't it?
I believe so, yeah, and I think it's going to be, one of the challenges is going to be because the Mini is front-wheel drive.
Right.
You know, I might experience some new things just from that. You know, the 944 isn't a very hard car to drive. It's very neutral.
Just,
you know,
underpowered. Just underpowered.
Exactly. Exactly. So there's no really, you know, no surprises with that car.
Right.
And so I actually, my daily driver is a Mini Cooper S. Yeah, so you could say that I'm a little familiar with it. Obviously, I've never raced the car. I've autocrossed it, you know, maybe a handful of times. So I'm somewhat, you know, familiar with the car. But as far as, you know, racing, no. So I think I'll probably have to, you know, take the car out to a couple autocrosses and, you know, just get some practice from that.
You'll do just fine. Don't even worry about it. All right, kiddo, I'm going to have to let you go. Send me an email so we can set up some television time for you and the gang. And it's always...
All right, that sounds good.
All right, how do people follow you?
So you can follow me on Facebook at Isabella Busolaki. I know it's a handful. And you can follow me as well on Instagram at Bella Busolaki Racing.
All right, kiddo. Look forward to seeing you, and give the family a big hug and that goofy sister, too.
I will. Thank you for having me on air.
All right, dear. All right, we're going to take a small break. We come back. Did Barona call in yet? No, Barona. Well, we'll just let Michelle do all the talking. Right here on Racer Radio, right here on AM 1170.
The Answer.
AM 1170, The Answer.
Folks, hey, welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio. I am Dave.
And I'm Michelle.
And this segment is brought to you by the good folks at Barona Circle Track. If you've never been to Barona Speedway, you have totally missed out. www.baronaspeedway.com, baronaspeedway.com, located at 1750 Wildcat Canyon Road in Lakeside. You need to take a run up there. But check their website first. Find out when the schedules are. See if there's something there that tickles your fancy. And once you've gone, you'll go back again. Right now, we've got Dirt Dude on the line. Hey, bud, how's it going?
How's it going, Dave?
Just battling the weather. How about you?
I think we're doing the same. So, yeah, it was one of those nights.
But we needed it. So you guys got canceled, rained out last night?
Yeah, they canceled due to just because of the inclement weather. I mean, we weren't not definite it was going to rain. It did rain a little bit. Mm-hmm. But, you know, from a promoter standpoint of view, you got to take your chances on, you know, cutting your losses. If we would have had the race, there's a 50% chance you're going to call the race because of rain. And then you got to go back, pay everything out, do rain checks for everybody. Mm-hmm. And then you're losing money. Or do you cut your losses and say, hey, it's going to rain, it's definite. And then take your chances and then cut, going to cancel a race due to rain. I think they made the right call, you know.
Yeah, I do too.
It's a bummer.
They had to call the Padres. The Padres game is canceled today too.
What?
Yeah.
Why were they canceled?
The rain. So they're going to do it. There'll be a doubleheader on September 2nd. That's my birthday.
Wow. I can't imagine a baseball game getting called by rain. It wasn't. I mean, we are in San Diego.
Yeah, I can. They do it all the time, don't they? Yeah, they're wimps. The football players, they play.
They don't play in the rain.
Yeah, baseball players.
Football does.
Football plays,
so
no matter what.
So are you going to reschedule this race?
No, it's not going to be a makeup or anything like that. Next race will be May 20th, and we're going to feature everything we're going to normally feature. Super Stocks are featured last night. They only have 6 races throughout the season, but they will be invited back for May 20th.
Oh, I see.
They're not a normal scheduled night, but we're going to have them come back because they couldn't race last night.
Gotcha. Okay, well, that's good.
And do they get double points night two along with everybody else?
No, because
that wasn't their deal.
It's the double points night for everyone else. Yeah, because they only have 6 races throughout the season.
Right.
So there's no such thing as really a double points for them. I got to see what they're actually going to do. The guy that does all of our stats, Skip, will probably let us know that night if they're going to do a double points or not. I'm thinking they're not. It'll be a double points for everyone else.
Right. Gotcha. And what are the reasons for the double points?
It's usually like for holiday weekends to try and get people there. And gotcha. I'm not sure if that what that holiday weekend might be, but that's like Labor Day weekend, isn't it?
No, that's actually not a holiday weekend. I don't know what. Because the Memorial Day.
Double point somewhere?
Yeah, that's what it says on the schedule.
She's got your schedule. That's why she's reading it.
I'm looking at the small printout. So, yeah, double points night is more incentive to get drivers not to miss a holiday weekend. That's why we do a double point.
I wonder if it's on July 1st because it could. It's it's printed in between the May 20th and the July 1st.
It might be the July 1st for July 4th weekend.
Yeah. Right. That's probably
because you guys don't do fireworks, right?
No.
Yeah, we can't up there.
Yeah. No. Right.
Yeah.
So all right. Well, so the season will be, so you're going to run the same thing you ran last time, so nothing out of the ordinary at that point, but it'll definitely be a fun time, you know, for sure out at the track.
Yeah, and then hopefully our fans will be able to show up, and like I said, I don't think we're going to have much of a fan count last night if we actually did run a race.
Yeah.
Our dedicated fans would be there, but, you know, most people are going to look out the window and like, nah, we're not going to chance it, you know, to go there. So,
yeah.
So no. You kind of miss out on it, but you don't want to lose too much.
Right. All right. So, so far everything else is working well. Any standouts in the racing series?
No, I'm just waiting for Matt Hicks. One of the new guys, he used to drive a dwarf car and now he's in a modified. He's currently, I think, first in points and he's got three second places, so he's been there every race. We had three races so far. He should be getting a main event win soon. I know it. So I'm just looking forward to him getting a main event win. Everything else is running pretty good. I know dwarf cars, some of the dwarf cars were out of town. There was a Nationals this weekend in Northern California. So I think a couple of them went there to that.
Mm-hmm.
I know Brittany had a concert she went to.
Oh,
concert!
Really excited about that.
She dumped. Dumped racing for a concert.
Oh, I wonder.
But she was going to do both, but then we got rained out. She's like, "I'm going to enjoy the concert now because it was on Sprung Monkey, which is real good."
Was it the Pee Wee Herman concert over at San Diego State?
No, not that I know of.
I think it was. I think I seen her. I think I seen her on his bicycle. If I'm not sure, I'm not 100%, but I could be wrong.
Which was good for her anyways, because and actually last night's cancellation helped her because during her practice on Friday, she found out she had a broken rear end, some other parts that were broken on the car, so she probably would not have been able to make the race last night anyway. So
internal breakage
drive shaft issue.
Internal breakage.
Yeah, drive shaft and some axles. So
wow.
Huh.
What she must have
stemmed from the crash two races ago, our last race. She took a pretty good fly. I mean, she drove over someone else's car and got some air. She almost cleared a car, I think, on the top. So,
oh wow,
big jump. So
landed on her wheels though.
Yeah, and she kept on going. That's where she got the bars all bent up on her car, and then it turned out it was a little more deeper into the rear end. And got the rear end broken, axles broken.
Back to the garage.
Yep, back to the garage. Well,
yeah.
Pee Wee Herman was probably good.
I think you're going
to look forward to your next caller is going to be coming in, Alyssa Smith. If she calls in, she's been racing at our track plus at Paris, and she's looking forward to coming back to our track. And I know she's a busy girl.
Oh yeah,
everything else she does.
Yeah. She really. Track. Yeah, she's been just. Oh my gosh, she has. So yeah, so it'll be fun. Having her call in, and we'll chat about her up at Paris Auto Speedway. And then I've got a James Hinchcliffe interview I did.
Just this guy named James Hinchcliffe.
Yeah, James is a good guy. He's really...
yeah, no one really knows who that is, right?
Yeah, he's just a roundy guy. You know, well, he goes on road courses, too. Hey, Hinchtown, let's hear it for Canada. Oh, Canada, or whatever you call it.
Canada.
Oh, Canada. But, yeah, I know. So, all right. What else we got? Anything else?
Just looking forward to next race. Like I said, May 20th. Back at it again, hopefully.
Be there, be square. Hey, put some balloons on top of the concession booth so we'll know where the food is next time we go out there.
You can find it easy. Just gotta go by the smell, man. I'm surprised you couldn't. You walked right past it.
Well, we walked.
Twice.
We didn't see
because there was no signage.
Yeah, no signage.
And when we finally saw a race car driver go up there with their suit on and get a Gatorade, I went, there it is. There it is.
You're in the pit. If you're in the grandstand, you know where the souvenir and the snack bar is.
No, we didn't. Couldn't find it.
We were completely clueless.
We are so clueless, you would not believe it. I must have walked 5,000 steps that night.
Yeah, he was looking at his Fitbit going, yeah, I'm doing good here.
Yeah, I'm rocking this place.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's it?
Well, yeah.
10,000 for sure on a race night.
Yeah, I said, I'm not doing any more of this. This is killing me. I'm telling you, man.
See, these old guys.
But it was such a fun time, folks. If you've not been, I'm serious. You just got to go at least one time just to say you went.
The reason you couldn't find us is because you're not there that much. If you go more, you know now.
I know. No, but I've had experiences every time I went. The very, very first time, I accidentally drove on the track by accident, and that didn't go over really well. What did I do on the second? I always mess up somehow, some way, but, nah, it's all good. It is totally all good. All right, BaronaSpeedway.com, BaronaSpeedway.com. Check the website out. You can go to YouTube. What do you put in, Barona Speedway, and all the YouTube videos pop up?
Yeah. Or you can go to Facebook. We're on Facebook. All the drivers are on Facebook. I follow most of the drivers. I figure out what's going on, what they're doing in their cars, mm-hmm. you know, how their season's going, where they're racing at other places, like John Isabella. That's I knew there's a Western States championship because I saw he was already traveling. Mm-hmm. Like a 13-hour drive wherever he went.
Ooh, wow.
Brutal.
That's a racer for you. They'll go anywhere to go driving. All right, buddy. Hey, I'm going to go ahead and let you go. Thank you very, very much for calling in, and hope to hear from you and the teacher here pretty soon.
Yeah, hopefully we have better news next time.
Let's hope for it.
Yeah,
all right,
no
buddy.
More rain.
Yeah, rubber side down, shiny side up. You're out of here. All right, buddy.
See you guys. Thanks.
All right, take care.
All right, bye.
All right, we're going to take a small whole lot more right here on Racer Radio. I'm Dave.
I'm Michelle.
This is AM 1170.
The Answer.
AM 1170. The Answer.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back to Racer Radio, where you'll hear from young racers all over the place. That's one of our fortes. We love finding young race car drivers. This segment is brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway, another fantastic racetrack in Southern California. Located at Paris, California, go to www.parisautospeedway.com, parisautospeedway.com. All right, we have a special guest on the line, and her name is?
Alyssa Smith. She's a young racer.
Yeah, 14, 15 years old. We're not quite sure the age because Scott kind of had a...
He didn't really tell us. Well, welcome to the show, Alyssa. How are you today?
Hello.
So how old are you?
I'm 14 years old.
All right. And what class do you run in?
I run the factory stock at Paris and then the pure stock in Barona.
Okay. So you've been to both Paris and which are two totally different tracks. Don't you agree?
Yes. Paris is like my home track, but I always go to Barona when Paris isn't racing.
Right.
So every other weekend.
Every other weekend.
Yeah, I try to.
So what is it that, what kind of car do you drive?
I drive a 74 Camaro.
Oh, wow. How fun.
Okay.
So how'd you get hold of that? Yeah. How'd this get started?
Oh, well, like, I've kind of been born into racing. My grandpa's raced, my cousin's raced, my dad's raced, like, his whole life.
Mm.
So I've kind of been born into it.
And you sound like you're enjoying it.
Yeah, I love it.
Now, is it something that you would like to eventually make a career out of it, or is this something you're just doing because it's fun?
I mean, I'm doing it for fun right now, but, I mean, it'd be great to make a career out of it.
Can you imagine if somebody paid you to race? You know, can you imagine that?
It'd be amazing.
I know. I mean, that was always my dream. I had one opportunity. I got to race at the Coronado Speed Festival for 3 years. And it was a ride and drive. All I had to do was arrive with my uniform, get in the car, go out. They took care of it. They maintained it. They gassed it. They washed it. And I think I literally died and went to heaven. I mean, I'm telling you.
So just wait till she gets some prize money.
A lot of fun.
Yeah, wait till you get hold of prize money. You're going to love that.
Well, you know, the smartest thing, and the smartest thing you're doing, and I'm sure this has a lot to do with your grandfather and your dad, is that you're starting in dirt. Because
I love dirt.
I do too. I like dirt better than asphalt. Dirt's forgiving and asphalt is not. Am I right?
I haven't raced on asphalt yet, but dirt, I feel like I like more. I like watching it more too.
Yeah. I call it ballet. It looks like ballet when they you know how they go around, their tails are hanging out, and there's like four or five. Yeah, four or five cars. What, 4 or 5 inches apart? Amazing. So, what grade of school are you in?
I'm in 9th grade.
All right. So, do all your students or all your classmates know you race?
A lot of them know, but they like don't really understand it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you ever take the car to school?
No.
Well, you know, sometimes, you know, put it on display and, you know, let people know what you know, kind of like a career day type thing. I guess not.
Maybe create a complete distraction at school. Yeah.
So, hey, are you guys always looking for advertisers?
I mean, I guess.
Your dad is, huh?
Yeah.
So, who do you have sponsoring on your car now?
I have Tom's Fabrication, Endless Motorsports, GRC Machine, and Curtis Welding.
All right. Well, and where do you live?
I live in Norco.
Oh.
All right. Well, you know, I've never had you on KUSI, have I?
No.
Well, if you ever would like to do that on some Sunday morning, and if you want to haul down here, maybe come to Barona, and then after Barona, come to TV. I'll be more than happy to put you, your car, your team, and any of your sponsors that would like to come as well, and I'll give you free television on KUSI, which is the #1 watch morning show.
That'd be amazing.
Because what it'll help is see that I'll give you a copy of the tape. And then that way, when you go out and look for sponsors, you can say, hey, if you sponsor me, I'll put you in this car on TV. And no offense, but a lot of drivers don't have that, you know, in their back pocket. And you know as well as I do, advertisers, you know, they do it to get their name out. They want to see their name on the track. They want to see you do good. They want you to be a perfect person so you're a good representation. So now if you could say, hey, you know, now I'll put you on TV, you know, then that should hopefully open up some of the advertising gates. And by you calling in on radio is good too, because it makes you a much more rounded race car driver in the event you decide to do this professionally. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you can tell your dad or whoever does your advertising or goes out and finds money for you that they can put KCBQ and KUSI on your paperwork to let people know if they support you that will help them as well.
Okay, that'd be great.
Yeah, so what color is your car?
It's like black and it has pink and white on it.
Oh, okay.
Cute. So Scott told us that you were a champion. You had the El Nino Winter Challenge Series.
Yeah, I won both times.
So,
no kidding.
Who are the competition in these races?
Like the names or like age group?
Well, yeah. Do you know any? Do you have any drivers that you kind of like, go up against?
Well, like I go against this 16-year-old James Altman, but like a lot of them are like way older than me.
Yeah,
that's what I was getting at.
Yeah,
yeah.
But they don't know how old you are with your helmet on, right?
Obviously, I'm keeping up with them. So.
Yeah,
I was just
my girl right there.
I think what will hurt their feelings is that when you beat them and then you take your helmet off and then they go, "Oh man, really?" you love it.
A lot of people think I'm like way older,
That's so
probably the way you drive. They think, "Oh, look at that finesse! Look at that! Look at those moves!"
And you're still what? And you're still 2 years away from a driver's license.
Yeah.
Are you planning to scare the you-know-what out of the DMV guy? I would.
People tell me it's bad that I'm driving a race car before I'm driving on the street.
Yeah, I know. I think that's cool. Well, it'll make you a better driver, you know, because you'll know that, because you won't want to drive fast on the street because there's too many idiots out there. Am I right?
It's true.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Even though you're in the passenger seat of the back seat, it's still scary out there.
The defensive driving thing is the most important thing about street driving.
Yes, you got to be defensive.
Defensive driving.
I would recommend a helmet. That's just my own personal opinion.
For the street.
I'm telling you, man, those people out there, a roll cage, 5-point seat belts, and a fire extinguisher system. Yes.
And a whole lot of airbags.
I don't trust those people out there. So how long are you going to run the Camaro?
I don't really know for sure, but I'm hoping to move up to street stock soon. But my goal is to move up to modified, but I kind of wish like Paris or Verona or one of the local tracks would bring back sport mods.
I'll talk to Dirt Dude because he was all excited that you were calling in, so I'm sure he's listening. So we'll see if we can't get them to, you know, because, you know, all you got to do is ask. You never know. And if you get enough people to put a class together, I think that's the key.
Yeah.
All right. So how are your grades? Good?
Yeah, good.
Otherwise, you wouldn't be racing, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, do you get to work on the car? Did they let you work on it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, all the time.
Good. That's good.
Not by choice, I take it.
Well, you have to know your car, right, Alyssa? Doesn't that help? It helps when you've been in the thick of things and know where things are supposed to go and what it's supposed to sound like. And
yeah. Well, you got to communicate with your crew chief if it's pushing or if it's pulling or if it's doing whatever. You got to be able.
My dad definitely taught me a lot.
You're so lucky. That's great.
Starting to learn.
Good.
Well, yeah, and you know, every day it just get, you know, then what'll happen is your dad keeps telling you, and then all of a sudden it'll click. It'll make perfectly good sense what he was talking about. That's the key to winning races is that communication between you and your crew chief.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
All right. So I'm going to tell you, like I tell every other girl that's racing, no boys until you win a championship. I'm telling you, boys are
the
worst.
She won a championship.
She needs to win more. No, no, no. No boys. Stay away from the boys.
So now she has to win two championships. You're changing the rule.
I want three. No, no boys. They're not good for you. They're bad, 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 bad.
Oh, my God.
And I say that to boys, too.
Yeah, he tells the boy racers the same thing.
No girls. No girls. Bad, 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 bad. Girls are not good. Not good.
I want to know what kind of shoes she wears when she races.
What do you mean what kind of shoes she wears?
Well, I'm into the shoe thing.
Race shoes?
Yeah.
Oh, racing shoes?
Yeah, I want to know what's your brand of racing shoes?
All right.
I wear a Crow.
Crow, all right.
Okay, all right.
Crow Enterprise, yeah.
Good.
Okay.
Yeah, good. Good, okay. Good, good. All right, if we're going that far, what color is your driving suit?
It's black. And then I have like pink and white embroidery on it.
So it matches the car?
Of course.
Get it?
Yep.
And I bet your helmet's the same way?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Did anybody custom?
And then I have my black shoes and I have hot pink laces on them.
All right. Yeah,
now you're there.
I got to see this girl in action.
So, well, speaking of which, are you on Facebook?
Yeah.
So just look up
Alyssa Smith on
Alyssa
Facebook.
Alyssa Smith.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Is that E-L-I-S-S-A or S-A?
A-L-Y-S-S-A.
Oh, A-L-Y-S-S-A. Let me get my pen out.
Yeah.
A-L-Y-S-S-A. Okay, Smith. I could do Smith. That's a piece of cake. All right. So how long have you been racing? How many years?
I've been racing at Camaro for the factory stock for like a year and a half. But before that, I raced a mini sprint car for like 2 years. I started that when I was 10, and then I raced dirt bikes and I was like 7.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're
but I definitely like the car.
Well, when you get ready to sell the Camaro, Michelle will buy it because she needs to get into an entry level car.
Does it come with the pit crew and
I'm sorry, she's a diva.
I have to have the crew.
She'll have to have the whole crew and stuff. Yeah,
I need the whole setup.
Yeah. She doesn't want to have to lift a finger. I know. Girls.
And that's why I asked about the shoes. I need to know.
God, you guys are killing me. I'm telling you. All right. So if you got my email, right?
Yeah.
Send me an email.
My mom does.
Yeah. Send me an email. If you don't have it, Scott's got it. Send me an email, and let's set up a Sunday that'll work for you guys that you can come down, and let me put you on TV.
That'd be great.
Yeah, you will be phenomenal. And I'll get you a copy of it. You can save it, put it in your files, send it to your advertisers, whatever you want to do. Well, kiddo, it's been a blast talking to you. I can see you definitely in big times. Just stay focused and stay away from the boys.
And don't listen to him. Whatever.
What do you mean don't listen to me? I'm talking as a pro. I know.
Is that what derailed you?
That's what derailed me. Girls, I'm telling you.
Okay.
All right, kiddo. Thank you very much for calling in. I'll send you the copy of the show tomorrow, and you have a wonderful evening.
Thank you.
All right, kiddo. All right, we're going to take a small break. When we come back, I'm going to run a nice little interview on James Hinchcliffe. Kind of
kind of
an indie car driver.
The
I know
Hinch.
You wanted new
Joseph.
We'll be right back, folks.
All
You're
right.
listening
we'll
to
have the Hinch.
Racer Radio, AM 1170.
The Answer.
AM 1170, The Answer.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio. This segment's brought to you by Certified Car Care, 11370 North Woodside Avenue in lovely Santee. Go to CertifiedCarCare.net for all your automotive needs. All right, we got an interview I did with James Hinchcliffe. Let's go ahead and run that now, Nick, if we can.
All right. Hey, folks, I got my good buddy James Hinchcliffe on the line. Did a little bit of testing this week and getting ready for Indy. How are you doing today, sir?
Very well, thank you. Yourself?
Doing just fine. Now that I'm getting to chat with you, you got to be really excited about Indy this year.
Oh, absolutely, man. I mean, last year, the month of May was really good to everybody on, Schmidt-Peterson Motorsport, especially the five-car getting a podium in the Grand Prix, and then, obviously pole for the 500 and, really strong car throughout the race, led a bunch of laps. Obviously, it didn't ultimately work out the way we wanted, but it definitely gives us a lot of confidence and a lot of optimism heading into the month of May. Last year doesn't really mean anything now. We gotta go there and work, even harder than we did last year and try and be even better than we were, but it certainly was a good starting point for us.
Exactly. And you started the season off on an upward note, which is good. Tell me, what are the challenges of Indy? Because, that track really hasn't had a lot of, hardly any configuration changes other than maybe some surfacing. But what are the challenges in your type of racing?
The big thing for us is just, how close the field is. So you're really looking for tens of thousands of a second in some cases. Qualifying last year, I think the difference between first and second over a 10-mile qualifying run was something like 8 inches. When you really think of that in absolute terms, it's crazy how tight it is. So one of the big challenges is just maximizing absolutely everything on the car, everything in the car, everything on the track as the driver. You just got to nail it every single time you're on track, every lap you run there. And we get a lot of laps there to practice. We're there all week, obviously, working up to qualifying. And it just takes a lot out of the team, takes a lot out of the guys, the preparation for that race. And then, obviously for the drivers, once the green flag drops, it's all about a 220-mile-an-hour game of chess. You're almost trying to think of lap 200 and work backwards where you need to be, where you want to be, start tuning and adjusting the car for that stage of the race. That's when it really matters.
I know. And I think a lot of folks don't realize it. It's how much you have to concentrate. And I know the medical industry, they've wired you guys up and got some data that would scare most heart surgeons. And you have to do that constantly. I mean, you have to be concentrating on one specific thing for hours, it seems like. And I don't think people realize how much work it takes to be able to do what you do.
No, for sure. I mean, it's a tough thing for people to grasp if they haven't had the opportunity to, drive a race car or, a performance car at speed for any length of time. I mean, your focus is so, so honed in on what's happening. You know, at 220 miles an hour, you're covering more than a football field a second. So if you miss a turning point or, you know, some sort of visual cue by a tenth of a second, you know, that's 10 or 15 yards you blow by. When you're running inches off a concrete wall and inches off another car, I mean, that's disaster. That's car crash rate over, right, a lot of money spent, you know, maybe even people hurt. So
yeah.
It's incredibly difficult to keep that level of concentration for that long. You know, think of somebody trying to juggle for 3.5 straight hours. Just the focus it takes, get your hand in the right place, keep your eyes moving, keep your rhythm up. And if you make a mistake, you drop a ball, no big deal. For us, like I said, the consequence is huge. So you really can't afford to have your concentration lapse even for a split second.
Do you do anything as far as trying to train yourself to be focused? Are there any exercises that you can do? Or do you think it might just be a natural, you know, like somebody that can play golf better than anybody else? It's some of this, there's natural in there, and I know that's what you definitely have. But what do you do about do you work on concentration?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, I think every driver at this level certainly has a certain amount of natural ability to focus and,
right,
and keep that sort of attention. But at the same time, you know, the mind is a muscle, essentially, and it's something that can be flexed and trained like anything else. And, you know, we do a lot of work with my trainer, Jim Leo, and HitFit training that revolves around, you know, reaction training and trying to keep the mind sharp as the body starts to fatigue. And, you know, we specify certain days to train long distances, and we tie in, you know, cognitive skills and reaction training into longer intervals to kind of simulate keeping the mind sharp when the body really starts getting tired after a long period.
Right. And no more chubby drivers. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, not really. Not a whole lot of those left.
No more the days of Paul Tracy. And I love Paul to death, but, you know, those days are so gone. And I think the technology from when he ran to where you're running is night and day.
For sure. And you mean, even look back to Paul's career, you know, his most successful season when he won the championship in 2003 was a year where, you know, he'll admit he put a tremendous personal push towards his physical fitness.
Right.
Was on his bike every day and was probably leaner and meaner than he'd ever been.
Yeah.
Was rewarded with a championship. And that's not a coincidence.
No, absolutely. All right, James, I'm going to let you go. I know you're a busy guy, and I want to just thank you very much for taking time out of your day. And I think the last time you and I chatted, you won something. I don't know. I might be confused.
Well, hopefully we can keep that trend up.
Hey, that's why I bugged you, because I knew you were going to Indy, and nobody I want to see win better than you and Hinchtown. Trust me.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
All right, buddy. You stay safe, and we'll talk down the road.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You know, it's interviews like that make me happy to do what I do.
Yeah, and I'm happy that you can do them, too. I mean, right, that's just good
I'm
stuff.
Going after Newgarden. I'll go after Newgarden next week.
Joseph Newgarden.
I should sick you on him. You could get him.
Oh, yeah. I could get him.
Yeah, I should. I mean, we just got to find the PR people.
Right.
And
he's probably in demand, though, because he just won a race.
Well, and that same thing with Hinch. You know,
I
was surprised I got Hinch as quickly as I did.
Well, maybe now that you've got Hinch, you can say, well, we've interviewed Hinch.
How about
now we need to know Joseph.
Know, I usually don't have a problem with it. It's just a matter of me reaching out. You know, because I've gotten Marco Andretti, and I've gotten, you know, so it's not that I can't do it. It's just,
yeah.
But you know what? When you do a show like Racer Radio, you know, we can't neglect. And did you see what happened to Courtney in NHRA?
No.
A funny car went into the K rail. You know, she, something blew and it slammed. And that's, I don't know if you watched the 4-lane races that they had in
Atlanta.
I didn't,
no.
Yeah, so she's okay, but it tore the car up.
The cars, yeah.
You know, it's funny. I was listening to the interview and watching the interview with John and Ashley and or Brittany and Courtney, and I'm starting to think John might retire.
Really?
Just vibes. Nothing. He didn't say anything, but just looking at him.
Maybe it's time, huh?
And you know, he's in his 60s.
Okay.
And you're good at math. 5 G's acceleration. 6 G's.
That's a lot on the body. That's a lot on the body.
Every time. And on the weekends, you're talking four, five, six, seven runs, maybe more.
Yeah.
Not counting practice.
Uh-huh.
You know, and they don't have any equipment to combat G-forces.
Yeah.
You know, they're not wearing G-suits like you wear NASA.
Your body's sustaining and, absorbing that.
And just to clarify, a lot of people wonder why he is so amped up, you know, when he's interviewed. Well, he's not the only one amped up. Every racer that gets off the track is amped up because they can barely breathe because of what they've just put their body through. And G-forces are tremendous in that sport. Yeah, I don't know. You know, the only, and I love NHRA, but I always try to justify why that race series is a race series. Okay, NASCAR, to make street cars better. Okay, Indy cars, pretty much the same thing. NHRA?
Glory.
Well, zero to at an eighth of a mile?
Yeah, now it's down to
300 miles an hour? What is the, other than part strength? You know, if you're building a piston or a crank or, you know, for production cars and you don't want it to let go, I guess you could use that technology. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm stretching. All right. So you're going to go Easter egg hunting.
Oh, no. Well, no. Mother's Day. It'll be Mother's Day. Yeah. So I'm going to have to take another pass. I'm sorry.
Holidays. Jeez.
I know. I'm killing you, right?
Yeah, you're doing fine. And Lauren deserves it. Tell her good chocolate chip cookie.
Thank you. I will.
Yeah. Tell her too much butter, but chocolate chip cookie.
Well, it's, yeah. It's two sticks of butter.
Good.
That's what it calls for.
That's what it called for, all right.
That's what she put in it.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, Racer Radio. Gun Sports Radio is coming up. We had a phenomenal event last night out at the Hotel Del.
In the Crown Room, right?
In the Crown Room.
You had big tables, and it was like a formal dinner, and you got on a tux? Wow.
I got into my tux.
And everybody took their significant other out and showed them a good time.
I have to tell you, though, so I get into my tux and shows you how much I wear my tux to adjust, has little adjusters on the side, you know, so you can tighten them up.
Uh-huh.
And they're little fiberglass rails. They're broken on both sides.
Oh, no.
So the only thing I could find was a pair of Christmas suspenders that were red. I snapped them on and do my best to keep my jacket pulled so nobody could see my red suspenders.
Well, that's okay. Remember when we went to the NHRA and my dress?
Oh, you and your dress.
I had to get safety pins, but the hem fell out of my dress. I mean, you get ready to go and you don't know these things.
And
yep, there it goes. Oh, anyway, it happens. Well, good save. And I'm glad you had a good time.
Well, I am. We're going to talk more about it on Gun Sports Radio. And I want to thank everybody that was there last night to support Michael Schwartz and Guns San Diego County Gun Owners. I'm telling you, it's a great organization. If you are a gun enthusiast, I highly recommend joining that group. It'll keep you informed as to what's going on within the legislation, and it'll make you a happy person, and it's fun to go shoot. So, all right, kiddo, I'm going to say have a great afternoon and great Mother's Day next Sunday, because I won't see you till the following Sunday.
Right.
So have fun, and hopefully you guys enjoy your In-N-Out burger.
Yeah.
Go animal style. All right. Well, Nick is playing your song.
All right. Thanks, Dave.
All right,
Had a good time, as always.
All right. We'll keep the rubber side down, the shiny side up, folks. We're out of here. But don't go anywhere. Gun Sports Radio is right around the corner.
Meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Who cares about the clouds when we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again.
Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network.